On the way, we've got music from the Ronettes. We have got for you in 45 minutes' time another round of kids' stuff for £190. And Mark, he'll be here shortly.
Magic headlines.
Right now, though, with all the latest, here is Chris Conway.
Well, first this morning, and rescue teams are trying to free trapped workers after an explosion ripped through a skyscraper in Mexico City. 14 people are dead and 80 have been injured after a blast. There are reports that as many as 30 people could be trapped. Journalist James Bleers is in the city and says the explosion shook the 52-storey tower.
Where it was really concentrated, we're told, is below ground floor. And this is the concern, the worry at the moment, that the rescue operation might have to be suspended because of the instability of this particular building.
MPs say the government's behind in bringing in measures to protect homes and businesses from the impact of flooding. The Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Committee says there's been a failure to create sustainable drainage systems to prevent flooding from surface water. It comes after parts of our region were hit by flash flooding, with many homes being damaged as a result. Some sport, and there wasn't much activity with the football transfer window in the North East last night. Newcastle signed a teenage defender called Kevin Mbabu from Swiss side Servette, and the Magpies also terminated Sisco's contract. Earlier in the day, Sunderland signed striker Danny Graham from Swansea. And finally, Beyoncé's come out and admitted she did lip sync during President Obama's inauguration a few weeks back. Here's why.
Due to the weather, due to the delay, due to no proper sound check, I did not feel comfortable taking a risk. It was about the president and the inauguration, and I wanted to make him and my country proud.
Well, she insists she will be live at this weekend's Super Bowl halftime show.
Magic weather.
With solarsol.com. For solar panels that work, come rain or shine.
Dry and bright this morning, but it'll be cloudy later on, and there's going to be some rain as well. There's highs of around 7 degrees. It'll stay dry and sunny over the weekend with the occasional shower, and it'll turn cool and really windy at the start of next week.
Thank you very much, Chris.
That's all right.
Now, the transfer thingy, what do you call it? Market, day, whatever it is.
Transfer deadline day.
Transfer Jim White. Is he called Jim White?
Jim White,
to say, it's ratified.